Radio Prague News.
The country's foreign minister has expressed opposition to a refugee quota proposal. The government has approved an updated long-term energy plan. And Jaromír Jágr has retired from international hockey. The country's foreign minister, Lubomír Zaorálek, in a meeting with EU Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship, Dimitris Avramopoulos, has said that the acceptance of refugees is a decision that needs to be left up to individual EU member states. The minister was expressing opposition to a proposal by the European Commission from last week that mandatory quotas on refugees be introduced across the EU. The European Union is trying to agree on a comprehensive plan to tackle the problem of human trafficking as well as legal migration, to also try to prevent further tragedy in the Mediterranean, where hundreds of migrants have drowned trying to reach Europe. Mr. Zaorálek said that the acceptance of refugees was a decision which needed to be fully up to members in order for the state to accept full responsibility. The minister called the quota proposal an entirely new approach, to some degree, he said, revolutionary. The Czech government has approved an updated long-term state energy plan, putting primary focus on nuclear energy and renewable sources. The news was confirmed on Monday by Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka in a text message to the Czech news agency, the wire service said. The strategic document sets the direction for the energy sector for decades. In the message, the Prime Minister was quoted as saying that the adopted strategy was another step toward low-carbon energy, with nuclear, renewable and secondary sources to be the main ones of electricity generation. The strategy comprises of six basic scenarios of the long-term development of the Czech energy sector until 2040. Former MP and regional governor David Rath, on trial for charges of corruption, has one day to find a new lawyer. The judge overseeing his case has ruled after the defendant annulled the power of attorney he had granted to his former defense team. The trial is in its final stage. The latest step was described as an effort to try and return the case to the beginning by the regional court spokeswoman. Mr. Rath's case was additionally delayed recently after a biking accident left him injured in hospital. He is accused of having taken bribes and of having manipulated public tenders. If he is found guilty, he could face up to 12 years in prison. Hungarian and Bulgarian media report that police on Sunday uncovered explosives aboard a bus from Prague bound for Varna. Pyrotechnic experts reportedly destroyed the material after an anti-terrorism squad was called in. The unspecified material stored in a tube together with a canister of gas was allegedly found in a suitcase by the bus driver, who stopped the vehicle because of a smell emanating from the baggage compartment. Bulgaria's BTV, citing the bus company, reported that the suitcase had been left by a passenger with a ticket to Bratislava in Slovakia, but who got off in Brno. In sport, Czech hockey legend Jaromír Jágr announced his retirement from international competition on Sunday after the national team's loss to the United States in the bronze medal match. The Czech squad finished fourth at the Ice Hockey Championships held this year in Prague and Ostrava. Jágr, who is 43, was named the tournament's MVP and was named to the All-Star team. The player told journalists that it was time to move on, looking forward to at least one more season in the NHL with the Florida Panthers. Over the course of his career, Jágr has won a gold medal at the 1998 Nagano Olympics, two world championships in 2005 and 2010. His current 722 goals in the NHL leads all active NHL players. I'm Jan Wellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.